Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good. Doing real good. Today, we are here talking about TV from our childhood. And my poor cat wants to get in on the show. And he doesn't watch, he does watch TV, but I don't think he remembers his childhood. You know, I had a thought, though.
Kittenhood.
Before we start talking about TV from our childhood, I would love to hear from somebody from another country, because I guarantee you that what we watched as a child is not the same as what they watched as a child.
No.
Or if so, I wonder, you know. And see, I know there's a little age difference between you and me, so you and I even have different memories of what shows we might have watched.
Yeah.
So well, did you know, watch too, The Lone Ranger?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I was The Lone Ranger in my mind. I had a dual six-gun set, you know, and a cowboy hat, and boy, I was shooting them up. Hi-oh, Silver!
Who was that masked man?
Yeah, it was
yeah.
me.
So what about Branded? Did you watch that?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I remember watching it. It really evoked a lot of emotion, I remember, out of me that was like, wow, dude, you know?
You know, I watched it, and I didn't have a clue what it was about until I was much, much older.
Oh.
And it's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I did not realize what it meant that he was branded.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah.
Well,
that's terrible.
And Chuck, was it Chuck Connors?
He's an
example of, he's something that happened to me in my life with, because I am definitely of the TV generation. And what I remember, it was so interesting. When I was a kid, I watched all the shows like Branded and the shows that were popular at the time. And I knew all these actors.
Rice Man.
And then later in life, I got into the more vintage stuff, vintage to me, Perry Mason and Hitchcock and all that. And there's all the actors, all young and new.
Have you seen the new Perry Mason?
I have not. Uh-uh. Is it
all new actors? Different actors. I don't remember what network it's on. My husband would know, but he's not here to ask.
Huh.
He's usually here. Okay. He's usually here if I need him in the middle of the day. But he's actually gone to his job on job site, which is rare. But this talks about how Perry Mason became an attorney. This is before he was an attorney, and what drove him to go to law school and whatnot. Interesting.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm thinking about it. I remember when some of my other favorites, I watched the Return to Gilligan's Island and Return to Mayberry and all that, and it really wasn't the same for me. So I may think, boy, I'll have to consider that before I check into it.
Well, I grew up watching Star Trek, and I loved Star Trek. And when all these Star Trek shoot-offs came out, like Star Trek Voyager, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, whatnot, they all came out. I hesitated some more before watching them because I thought, nobody can cover, you know, nobody can come close to James T. Kirk and Mr. Spock.
Right. Exactly.
But I was wrong. I was wrong. These shows, they're not trying to remake it. It's like they talk about the Enterprise and they talk about these characters that we grew up knowing and loving, but they're kind of like how, okay, we work with other nonprofit organizations, and there's some that we work very closely with, like Green Gables, and then there are others that are on another side of the world that we can't work closely with, but we know who it is. So they kind of revolve in their own little universe, I guess.
Sure.
So what about Leave It to Beaver? Did you see that, or was that before your time?
Oh, Mary, I discovered it a little bit later on, and I'll tell you what. I had somebody tell me one time they thought that I resembled Ward Cleaver as a father, and I took that as a compliment.
I just started to say that's a big compliment.
It is, and you know, I thought about it, and you know what the difference was for me, I think, than from my dad, was exactly what Ward talked about all the time. You know, when he talked about, well, my dad woulda, and then June would say, well, but is that what you want to do? And he'd say, well, you know, you're right. And he'd think about it, and then he'd do something different that was more helpful. So I took that to heart. You know, it's pretty awesome. Like a little role model going on there with it. So I hope my daughters are listening at some point. Maybe they'll know that, and I should tell them that. What about the other family one?
Hazel?
I was thinking like Hazel and Donna Reed, and I love all those.
Ozzie and Harriet, Robert, Father Knows Best.
Father Knows Best, Ozzie and Harriet. Yeah. I'm watching.
I love Lucy.
Lucy. Yeah, that was awesome. And did you know Desilu Studios, okay? That a lot of the early TV shows were filmed at Desilu Studios. Well, it's my understanding that when Ricky and Lucy started Desilu Studios so they could film their episodes to re-show as replays, that was a new interesting thing that they kind of came up with. I don't know if they invented it, but they made it big. And then they went ahead and started filming other shows, like as, I guess, film companies or whatever, the beginning. I thought that was pretty
news. Cool. I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Yeah. Lucy.
That's really cool. So what about the F Troop?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the F Troop?
Yes. I was there. I was in the brigade or whatever. Yeah.
And Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Yes. I almost picked the Marines instead of the Navy because of watching Gomer.
Probably not a good idea.
No, I went with McHale's Navy instead, but it wasn't like that either.
Yeah. Oh, McHale's Navy, that's a good one too.
Yeah, fun.
That's a real good one. So, yeah, I'm just very what about My Favorite Martian?
I remember that. I didn't watch it. I don't remember it as much as I've watched it since. But I'm the actors.
Did
you
ever watch?
I remember Bixby. I saw him in a lot of TV growing up, different shows. Was it Courtship of Eddie's Father? It was a big show.
Oh, my gosh. I loved that show. I just thought, Eddie was so cute, and his father was, okay, you know, he was an old man to me.
Yeah, Well, you know, you talk about setting stages for society. You know, that was really kind of a show about a single father. You know, raising a kid was not really something people talked a lot about, you know. So it was kind of cool to have a paradigm out there.
Yeah, that's kind of – that was very unusual to talk about during that time. It's unusual to talk about now.
Oh, yeah.
What about
I'll tell you what. Yeah. TV reflected society in the 20th century at the same time it shaped it.
Yes.
What a phenomenon.
Yeah, we watched TV and we realized that it was our life going on in front of us.
Yeah.
Or, except for shows like Mr. Ed.
Yeah. I love Mr. Ed. He was awesome.
Oh, gosh.
I think,
but, you know, there was wisdom there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
He knew
humans better.
He knew humans
better than humans.
Yes. And I think we were learning lessons and didn't know it.
Yeah, just having fun.
I mean, like we talked a minute ago about my three sons. That was also a single father.
Yeah, that's
that was,
true.
That was a
that's
single
true.
Father with three boys. And
that
little
that.
One, what was his name? Chip?
Chip and Ernie?
One.
Ernie.
Chip and Ernie. I don't remember the other one.
Yeah.
But, they were always getting into stuff, and the father had to deal with it. Oh, another family, another single father show.
Uh-huh.
Eight is Enough. There was no mother in that.
Yeah, forgot all about that.
And then we had
a
blended
show.
Family in the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, yeah, that was a first for that. Do you know all the words to it? I wonder how many people in America our age know all the words to it.
Well, let's find out. Here's the story of a lovely lady. Da 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 da. Da.
That's good. That's enough.
No, I don't know the words.
That's why we all named the Brady Bunch. That's awesome. Oh, the Munsters. Munsters and Addams Family. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love that show. And I guess it's because of the age that I was when I was watching it. I thought Eddie Munster was just the cutest little boy. And I didn't like boys till. I didn't like boys at all at that age, but I just thought he was so much cuter than my brothers, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The family, I can remember wishing that I could be as elegant and graceful as Morticia.
Yeah?
I thought it was such a
fun show. Such a fun show. You know, and I want to tell you, too, Lurch, I always thought was pretty cool. That the man, the actor who played Lurch, was also the actor who was Thing, the hand in the box. And Ted Kennedy, is it? No. Anyway, he played, and what was funny was it talked about how he would lay on his back and stick his hand up through the table because he was so big, so tall and long, and do the acting for the Thing, and he would switch hands all the time and to see if anybody would notice, and mostly nobody ever did. Thing was sometimes
so funny.
Ambidextrous. Yeah, it was funny.
I didn't know that.
That's kind of a hobby. What I've done is since the invention of the smartphone, if I'm sitting watching a vintage show, if I can get a couple actors or the show's name or something, a character name, you can usually just pull it right up and get like information about it. It comes up on Google. That's the wonders of modern technology. You know, it's fun.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? I mean,
yeah.
Because when we started thinking about doing the show, I was trying to think, okay, how do I do this, and what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I Googled, and what's so funny is I Googled shows from the 50s, because I was born in 55.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't know half of those shows. The
right.
shows that
yeah.
I resonate with came along by the time I was 8 or 9 in the 60s.
Yeah. You were probably outside playing in the 50s.
Well,
you know?
No, I was only like in the 50. I was born in 55, so
yeah,
I was just a toddler.
You were toddling around and then running around outside.
And I was like,
went to school and got
I was 4 and 5 years old up until 1960. So I didn't.
I think I was a twinkle in my daddy's eye right about then.
That was what my father used to say about all of us. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We're almost done here, and our time but I don't. I want to make sure we talk about Batman. Batman.
Oh my gosh!
I tell you, what I used to be glued to the set, and I just couldn't hardly stand it when I had to come back for the same bat time and same bat channel. I had to wait like what, a whole day or a week? I don't remember even week. I think
it was a week, but no, it seemed like it was a daily. I think it was a daily because I can remember I was 8 or 9 and I had the chicken pox, and I don't know who came. Don't know who came home with the chicken pox first, but my mother, at that point in time, my mother had 5 children. 2 were out and about. The older 2 were either in high school or college or military, whatever. But my mother sat us down, and we had basically a chicken pox party because she wanted to make sure we were all sick at the same time and got it out of the way. So we sat down, and the way to do that was she would give us snacks and Batman.
We would just
sit together and watch Batman and Rawhide, and there was one other show. I don't remember what it was at that time. Might have been Lassie.
Yeah,
but we watched those, and Batman and Robin. I didn't like Robin too much. He was too old for me, I guess.
Yeah, Batman was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, just the thing about that show is such iconic. And if you think about the parade of mega stars that just went through there as actors through that series, it's just amazing. Catwoman. All the women who played Catwoman went on to be famous. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All the villains, they're all big, famous. Vincent Price was a villain. Who was he? He was Egghead.
Egghead.
I think, wasn't he going to fry the dead end fuel?
I think so. The names they came up with these villains were so funny. The Penguin, the Riddler. I actually have Batman. I have Batman on my GPS. I was able to download Batman's voice.
Oh, that's cool.
That was kind of, yeah, it was cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I heard an interview with Robin or Burt Ward one time a few years back. He talked about during the show that one of the things they did is they made a lot of appearances together as Batman and Robin. Like he called it like the supermarket circuit.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was a cool guy. He was really fun to hear the stories. But he said that Adam West was like, he was all over all the women that came up. He was just always chasing them, and they were always chasing him. And he said he enjoyed it. It was pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew?
Kind of like Roger Miller, the King of Kansas City. And when he was out there standing there, they came right on. I guess it was in L.A. is where he was talking about.
Huh.
Anyway,
Gene, I have got to go because I've got to get ready for the next session of our job fair. Jennifer and I are in the middle of a job fair virtually with Miami-Dade College, and I think we've already picked up one intern. Really,
sweet.
Really nice. Yeah, we really connected with this one young lady, and I'm going to help her manifest. Yes, I'm going to work with her on manifesting, graduating on a full scholarship.
Nice.
Yeah,
well,
she needs
I've been a professional tutor before. If she gets in a really pinch and they can't help her at school, have her give me an email. So
excellent. I will do that.
All right.
Well, until tomorrow.
All right.
Everybody to be thinking about our trivia question and ways to call in, and we'll talk tomorrow.
See y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. See you tomorrow, Gene.
Bye, Mary.